Yesterday, I walked on to my co-shed and I found a nearly a month-old calf with its tongue sliced out of its head.
What was the cause of it?
We don't know. That's the honest truth. We don't know. He didn't bite it out. It doesn't appear to have been bit out by any animals. It appears to have been sliced out. As in, somebody has maliciously, we don't right know what has gone on. He hasn't caught it in anything. The fact is that it's the full tongue, it's the whole tongue that has gone.
So it would be beyond what the calf could extend out of its own mouth to do
yes,
it?
Yes, definitely.
Right, so we can rule that out. It doesn't have access to barbed wire, although that probably wouldn't even cause this kind of an injury, so we can rule that out.
It was in its calf pen, if you want to call it that. It was in a pen with another calf as well. No appearance of blood, or like if it got it caught on something or got it trapped, he wouldn't have been as clean a cut that far back. Might have lost the tip of the tongue or something. It would have been more ragged. You would have seen blood, etc. This appears to have been someone has gone in and has, as they have said, sliced out.
Well, the last possibility would be the other animal in the pen with the calf. There's no possibility it could have done this?
No, nothing at all. No, there's no teeth marks on it. It's a clean cut.
So we're down to one thing only. If you eliminate all the obvious, if you eliminate all the options, you come up with the obvious, and that could be that someone went in and done this with a knife.
Yes, that is a possibility. It's a possible line of inquiry that they are pursuing. The Gardaí, of course, the veterinarian and Gardaí, you know, was called to it, and that's what they're saying.
What did the vet say out of interest, John?
The vet never seen this before. Didn't realise how much of a tongue that was lost. What the vet would say was that looks to be sliced. She said herself that there's no way you could bite this tongue out, you know, not this way. What else can you say or do about it? I mean, I've never heard of it before. We've never had anything like this before happen us or in the area. We've never heard of it.
In your conversations, have we ever heard of it happening anywhere where animals' tongues had been cut out?
Well, we've heard of a fella across in Finney in Derry where he's having a lot of trouble at times with sheep, a lambing time where there's somebody actually going in and cutting the tongue out of the sheep. Like, it seems to be, now I'm only going by looking on social media, that it seems to be right back in at the base of the tongue. Most of the tongue is gone, you know.
I mean, I can't think of any motivation. I mean, there could never be a motivation, but it's so random. Why would anyone do this?
Well, that's the question. I mean, you have to ask yourself what kind of a sick individual would do something like this. What motivation is there to, first of all, to walk onto a farm? And this happened in the middle of the night. The guy fed, I was feeding and around between 7:30 and 8:00 last night, and I was for the night in question, and I was up yesterday morning at about 6:30 before 7:00, and I seen this. So, I mean, what's actually going to take persons, we don't know, into a person's yard, first of all, walk into their cow shed or their byres, climb down in and do this? Important to note, like, when we were working with the calf afterwards, like, it was not easy to hold. Like, there was a level of restraint that had to be done here. Mm-hmm. And whenever the vet came to stitch it up, I mean, it just wasn't an easy task. You know, the calf had to be basically knocked out till we get the bleeding was stopped. So, and for somebody to go in, we don't right know, like, but for somebody to go in and slice this out, you'd have to pull the tongue out to slice it out. You'd have to physically go in through his mouth.
And I know it's graphic, but it's the only way we can explain it because, you know,
it's unbelievable.
This is what would be required for these injuries. Now, I mean, the poor thing is alive and it's going to upset animal lovers and farmers and everyone, mm-hmm. really. Mm-hmm. But obviously the tongue would be essential for suckling and stuff, I'd imagine.
Yes, it's essential for suckling and essential for eating grass. Now, not eating grass for minutes, but anything like that. I mean, it's heartbreaking to watch it. He's trying to suckle a cow, and the cow's there trying to make him suckle. We're doing things to try to make him to suckle, and he can put the teeth into the mouth, but that's as far as it goes. And he's getting upset, and she's getting upset, and, you know, everybody's getting upset to watch it. It's not a nice thing to be watching.
A caller says a fox will take the tongue out of a lamb, but this is not a lamb. This is a considerable animal, and a fox wouldn't stand a chance going up.
The other thing is that this animal was in a locked shed. You know, it was in a calf pen in a locked shed, and it is a clean cut. If any animal, anything else done it, there would be saw marks or there would be teeth marks. This is like going to your butcher, not to describe it too much, but going to your butcher and buying a bit of roast beef.
It's a clean slice.
Cut it down, that clean slice. Okay. That's what this is.
I think it's very important that, and it's probably one of the reasons why you agreed to speak to us, John. It's very important that if anyone else, what area are you in?
I'm on the Greencastle Mobile area.
Greencastle Mobile. So if anyone either around that area or anywhere else in the region has had similar cases to this and put it down to something else, I think it'd be very helpful in you ascertaining who may have been responsible for this. If other people get in contact with us and we can put them in contact with you or whatever, because if someone is going around doing this, we don't know what their motivation is, but it's sick if someone did this and they need to be spoken to.
Yes, I mean, definitely, and just to pre-warn farmers in the area too, or on all areas, just to keep an eye around your area, you know, after Christmas and all, people coming on your area and have a look around at your entrance points. I mean, where this person got on into our area, it's, you know, almost the countryside, it's fields, you can climb over a ditch, you can come up a gate, do you know what I mean? You can climb over gates, it's just to put security back onto people's minds, onto farmers and yard people's minds and the general public, like that they see people that not should be there, or people in the middle of the night to get on the yards or shout at, you know, ask them what their business is. I mean, unfortunately, it's getting to the stage where we're going to have to be fortress farming, as they call it, I think down in the Dublin area with regards the trailers and the level of theft. I think they coined a phrase fortress farming, and that's what it's going to have to.
Oh, the stats of the amount of farmers that have experienced robberies is way and above, you know, not normal people, but you know what I mean, people that are not farmers. It's shocking. If you are in farming, eventually you will have people come onto your property. I mean, that seems to be the case.
It seems to be that way. I mean, how do you secure all your lands and your houses? It's as simple as we can do cameras, we can do all this to it, but at the end of the day, if somebody wants to get in, they can get in.